Let's rise up on our feet now.
Ẹjẹ́ ká dìde dúró wà yìí.
As we close our eyes.
Nígbà tí dìjú wa.
I wanted to pray some prayers now.
Mo fẹ́ kó o gba àwọn àdúrà kan nísinsìnyí.
These are highly prophetic prayers.
Wọ́n sì jẹ́ àdúrà wòlíì.
The kind of prayers that is preventive, curative, and that is offensive.
Irú àdúrà jíjagun, irú àdúrà ààbò, àti irú àdúrà ìwòsàn.
As many people as you pray these prayers from their hearts.
Iye àwọn tó bá gba àdúrà wọ̀nyí láti inú ọkàn wọn.
Shall witness testimonies this particular week.
Yóò ní ìrírí ìjẹ́rìí lọ́sẹ̀ yìí.
Say this louder than anyone around you.
Wíwá ìlóhùn rárá ju gbogbo ẹni tó ń bẹ lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ rẹ lọ.
Every satanic agreement in my family.
Gbogbo ìfìmọ̀ṣọ̀kan Sátani nínú ẹbí mi.
I crush you.
Mo rún yín wómúwómú.
Can you say this loud and clear?
Ibẹ̀ lóhùn rárá.
In the name of Jesus. Begin to crush his agreement.
Rún wọn wómúwómú.
It must not function.
Kò gbọ́dọ̀ ṣiṣẹ́.
He must not hold.
Kò gbọ́dọ̀ dúró.
Má ṣe káyà bọ́ ṣe ń dẹ rábà
sí. Má ṣe ká pọ́ńdà lámì sí.
Crush it.
Rún wómúwómú.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lórúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
It is done.
Ó ti ṣẹlẹ̀.
Say this again loud and clear.
Mo wí báyìí lóhùn rárá.
Every satanic agenda for my family.
Gbogbo ètò Sátani fún ìdílé mi.
Yeah! In the name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
Destroy the agenda.
Ká ètò wọn rún.
Destroyed.
Parun, parun, parun.
Ma sente kaya bo shenge rabo kola ba santa. Destroy the agenda.
Ká ètò wọn rún.
Aha, 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 aha.
Ben.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lórúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
Now this one.
Nísinsìnyí eléyìí.
Pray it.
Gbá.
With violence.
Pẹ̀lú ìwà ipá.
Every satanic investment.
Gbogbo ìnáwó Sátani.
In my family.
Lórí ẹbí mi.
Can I hear the sisters shouting this loud and clear?
Ẹ̀yin arákùnrin ẹbí rẹ̀ lóhùn rárá.
Brothers shout it louder than the sisters.
Ẹ̀yin arákùnrin ẹbí òun sókè jà àwọn obìnrin lọ.
I flush you out.
Mo tì yín dànù.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Flush out the satanic investment.
Ìnáwó Sátani jáde.
Destroy the investment of Satan.
Ba ìnáwó Sátani run.
In the name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lórúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
If you are a very good observer.
Kò bá jẹ́ ẹni tó ń kíyèsí nǹkan.
Or you were at the 31st last year vigil, prayer vigil at the presbytery.
Àbò wà níbi ìṣóòru tá a ṣe wọ ọdún tuntun lọ́dún tó kọjá.
You will recollect that some of the things the Lord said then is happening now.
Ó rántí pé lára àwọn tó lu aṣọ lọ́jọ́ náà ó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ báyìí.
There's a spirit of waste and death.
Ẹ̀mí ikú àti ìfinkan ṣòfò ó ń jà báyìí.
There's a vampire power.
Agbára mujẹ̀mujẹ̀ ó ń ṣiṣẹ́ lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́
báyìí
tó ń lọ káàkiri àgbáyé.
I want to arrest that vampire power.
A fẹ́ mú agbára mujẹ̀ náà so.
You vampire power.
Ìwà agbára mujẹ̀mujẹ̀.
I sign against my life.
Tí wọ́n yàn lòdì sáyé mi.
Yeah! Destroy the vampire power.
Fa agbára mujẹ̀mujẹ̀ ń run.
In the name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
Yes.
Mapa Rika Santa.
Machi Dakaya Boshanta. Destroy the vampire power.
Fa agbára mujẹ̀mujẹ̀ náà run.
Yes.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Lift one hand to the heavens.
Na owo kan soke orun.
Say, you vampire power.
Iwa agbara muje muje.
Nigeria is not your candidate.
Nigeria o si fun o.
Therefore.
Itori na.
Scatter.
Ita.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
That's right.
Then,
let us program the words into the heavens.
Let us program the words
Masikaya boshende rabokora basata. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Say, you the spirit of waste and death.
Iwe nefo ati iku.
My life is not your candidate.
Aye mi o si fun o.
In the name of Jesus. The spirit of waste and death.
Iwe nefo ati iku.
My life is not your candidate.
Aye mi o si fun o.
Decreed by the decree of
heaven. Alase nipa ase orun.
Thank you Jesus. Thank you Jesus.
Oseun Jesu. Oseun Jesu. Then,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Two more before you say that.
Oku meji ka to joko.
Don't say, I don't think this concerns me.
Ma so ko mo lero pe leyi kan.
I recommend you pray very well.
Mo ro pe ko gbadura na daada.
Every black pot.
Gbogbo ikoko dudu.
Set on fire against me.
Tiwan konoma nitori temi.
Can you say this loud and clear?
We be low rather.
Blow! In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Break the path of darkness.
Say koko kuku.
It must not operate.
O Father, shisha.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu. Every black pot set on fire because of me. Pray in the name of Jesus. Every black pot set on fire against me. Pray in the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus.
Break the pot of darkness. In the name of
Jesus.
In the name In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
You see, this prayer has ensured deliverance for some people here this
morning.
Say, every power of evil candles and incense.
Tabela ati turarika.
Assigned against me.
Can you
say that loud and clear?
We be alone. Go Bagbara Abella ati turarika.
Backfire.
Badalabolong.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our Lord and our God, we thank you for bringing us to this morning service. Accept our thanks in Jesus'
name.
We're here this morning, Lord. Open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us. Do great, marvelous, mighty, and wondrous things in our lives. Let there be no one in today's service who will go home empty-handed. Minister to us by your power. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. We welcome you here this morning again in the name of the Lord. If you have been coming here for a long time, We thank God for your life. We congratulate you.
Maybe
it's not long you have been coming. We thank God for your life. We congratulate you. Or maybe you are coming for the first time. We thank God for your life and we congratulate you.
But
wherever you are, whenever or far, no matter how long you have been
coming,
I want to counsel you to pay attention to this morning's message. It can make the difference between life and death. And for those who are here who during messages are fond of talking and talking instead of listening, I counsel you to listen very carefully. I'm sharing with you very briefly on what I call the shallow Christian. The shallow Christian.
Christiani orefe.
The shallow Christian.
Christiani orefe.
In Matthew chapter 7.
Matthew orikeje.
From verse 21.
Lati ese ikokan leni ogun.
Matthew chapter 7.
Matthew orikeje.
From verse 21.
Lati ese ikokan leni ogun.
This is one of the most sorrowful passages in the Bible.
Eleje okan ninu awon oro to ba ninu je julo ninu iwe
mimo. A passage that should bother anyone who is seriously minded spiritually.
Ese to ye ko ko gugu eni to mo to nse nipa temi lominu.
Matthew chapter 7.
Matthew orikeje.
From verse 21.
Ese ikokan leni ogun.
The shallow Christian.
Christiani orefe.
Listen to this, verse 21, Matthew chapter 7.
Egbo ese ikokan leni ogun.
Not everyone
ki se gbogbo
that saith unto me
anything pe mi
Lord
ni Oluwa
Lord
Oluwa
shall enter into the kingdom of heaven
ni yo wole ijoba orun.
What a statement.
Oro un ma lewu.
But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Because anything she fe ti baba mi tin be lorun.
If you are doing the will of your mother, the will of your husband, the will of your friends, the will of your pastor, but you do not do the will of the Father, you will not enter into the kingdom of
God. That's what the Bible says.
Many will say to me in that day,
Lord,
Oluwa, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils. Meaning that the deliverance minister can go to hellfire. And in thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. One of the most amazing statements that Jesus ever made is this statement I just read here. I never knew you. What a deep statement. These people were prophesying in his name. They come to church, they sing, they dance. They claim to be working for Jesus. They were doing many wonderful works in his name. They healed the sick in his name, they raised the dead, they did all kinds of things.
Jesus said,
I never knew you. It's true, you come to church. It's true, your name is Josiah, or Joshua,
or Samuel.
I don't know you. I never knew you. Where did we meet before? What a deep statement. These words of scripture that is in Psalm 103. Verse 7 now makes a big sense. Psalm 103, verse 7. What a tragedy it would be, beloved, when you claim to have been baptized,
filled
with the Holy Ghost, sanctified, go to a Bible believing church.
But
Jesus said, I'm sorry,
maybe no,
I never knew you. The words in Psalm 103,
only David.
Now makes a lot of sense.
103:7.
He made known his ways unto Moses. But his acts unto the children of Israel. Two different things. His ways. His works.
At his work.
His ways,
honore.
His works,
ati
his ways,
honore.
His acts,
ati
he made known his ways to Moses.
Ofi honore unto Moses,
but his acts,
awon
ishere, to the children of Israel.
Fun awon mo Israel,
knowing his acts,
mimo awon ishere,
his low level of divine knowledge.
Ipele kekere lo wa ninu imo,
but ohun torun his way.
Igbo mimo honore
is higher and better.
Odara, osiga.
How is it possible to do the works of God without knowing God?
Bawo lo se 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 lati se ise Olorun lai mo Olorun.
It's possible.
O se se.
If you are a shallow Christian.
O ba je Christian o re fe tabi Christian ti ojile.
Shallow Christians do not know God.
Awon Christian ti ojile won o mo Olorun.
God does not know them. This is a serious matter. This is why I say you better listen to me very carefully.
Now.
One of the most tragic things that can happen to a pastor is for you to be in heaven. And your pastors, your members are in hellfire. It's a tragedy. So that this will not happen. This is how we are saying this today. What does it mean to be shallow? To be shallow is when you are not deep. When the person is empty. There's so many noise makers in the house of God. But very few deep people. The Bible says deep collect unto deep. Deep collect unto deep. When you see superficial Christians, they're shallow Christians. To be shallow is not to be deep.
Lati je eni orefe ohun ni lati je eni ti ko jinle.
To be empty.
Lati sofo.
To be superficial.
Lati je eni lasan.
To just exist on the surface.
Lati ma wa loke lasan.
Or to be a lightweight.
Abi eni to fuye.
A wishy-washy Christian.
Eni to je Christian oni biribiri.
A retarded believer.
Oni gbagbo ti o dagba soke to nbe leyin.
Light, very light.
Eni ti o gbe
special
to ju osun to fuye ninu emi.
Maybe big in size.
O le tobi ko firigbon.
Loud in voice.
Ohun re o kile.
But light inside.
Sugbon ko fuye ninu.
A shallow, shall to be shallow.
Lati je eni orefe.
So be weak, not strong.
That is,
the thing is affecting you, but it's not affecting you deeply. To be shallow is to be concerned with only what is obvious, what is everyone can see. That's what you are concerned with. If you are a shallow Christian believer, hear this and hear me well. You don't know God, and God does not know you. That's why he said, I never knew you.
He didn't hear that.
He said, but I was a prophet in our church. Yes, I never knew you. I was a minister. You said, but I don't know you. I never knew you. I was an usher. Never knew you. I was a Sunday school teacher. I never knew you. I said, but I pray now you answer. Not all day that come in, Lord, Lord, shall enter.
I would have called
the name of Jesus and things happen. The name of Jesus is credit worthy any day. So it's possible to be a member of a church and do great things for God. But not know God. Coming to church 1,000 times is different from you having a personal interaction with the Lord. It is this very personal interaction with the Lord that most Christians lack. God is more interested in the personal relationship with Him than in the great public display of works that most of us do. God is more interested in developing that deep relationship with you personally. Herein is a great delusion and deception that has caged many who go to church every day. Working for God is not the same thing as knowing Him. Let me use myself as an example. There are many people working for me now who don't know me personally. I have many employees who hardly know me. They may recognize me when they see me.
Nobody me won't let me more.
But they don't have a personal relationship with me. This is the truth. It's like that too. You could know God.
Ole
could call on His name. You could be able to describe Him.
Ole
all this is different from knowing God. Do you expect God to come to you to develop a relationship with you? Certainly not. It is up to you and I to draw near to Him on a daily basis. That's why He says, if you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. If you go away from me, I will go further away from you. Sometimes when I used to visit people, I used to do visitation. We see people who have big picture in their house. You see them shaking the hand of the head of state. Some people still have pictures in their house when they were shaking the hands of the queen when they came to Nigeria in those early days. Looking at that picture,
you
say, you are so close to this woman. They are close to the president. Whereas that picture is just a deception. Taking a picture with somebody, just identifying with somebody does not mean you know the
person.
Knowing about someone is even from knowing the person. There are many people who know about you, but they don't know you. This hearing is a tragedy. Many Christians are very shallow. Very, very shallow. They are loud. They are noisy. They are proud. Yet there is very little depth of spirituality in their lives. And this is what God is clamoring for. This is you draw near to
me.
But we are not drawing near to Him. But we are making noise. There are many who come to our fellowship there. Bible study, you don't see them. Revival meeting, they don't come. Anywhere they will learn the things of God, they are not present.
Ibi gbogbo ti won iba ti ko nkan ti Olorun won ni yoju sibe.
The only major interest.
Eyi kan so to je olu aliyan won.
Let them begin to call prayers. Let them begin to pray.
Eje ki won be si
so to ma do pe won
si gbadura ki soro mi o le lo.
Shallowness.
Orefe.
Shallow Christianity.
Igbe aye Christianity ti o jile.
Will not pay.
And
will not last. And we have decided by the grace of God.
As it is here at the
mountain of fire,
miracles. You
can only be shallow if you want to be.
We're
going to put structures in place
that will
ensure that those
who
want to glue themselves to the Almighty and plug themselves in the sockets of the power of God,
they'll
be able to do so. What are the symptoms of shallowness? What are the symptoms of shallowness in Christian living? Before I begin to go into this, there is something known as shallow pastors. Shallow ministers. Shallow bishops.
Bishop orefe.
Shallow workers. Plenty of them in the house of God. Shallow prophets. They know God. But God is saying, they know about God. But they don't really know God. They know the Bible. But they don't know God. They can quote. But they don't really know God. But what are the symptoms? What symptoms can you use to recognize shallowness in Christian and in your personal life? The first major symptom of shallowness in Christian life is Bible poverty. Poverty of the knowledge of scriptures. Lack of knowledge of scriptures.
I need more iwe mimo.
Many Christians, unfortunately, many don't memorize scriptures.
People,
plenty of people in the churches, both young and old, but they have no depth. This is why when some new doctrine comes, it blows away so many people.
They are
blown away by every wind of doctrine. If I jump into the middle here now,
this morning,
I say, brother, stand up. What is salvation? Explain. What is sanctification? Explain. What do you mean by justification? Explain. What do you understand by the rapture? Explain to me. What do you mean when we say be transformed by the renewing of your mind? You find that even people who call themselves a house fellowship leader, this they don't know.
It's
shallowness.
Shallowness
of the highest order. Look, heaven has nothing to do with your title. You call yourself general overseer, senior general overseer, superintendent. These are all titles and labels. They are useless things. In the book of life, they don't write at the front of your name, Pastor so and so, General Pastor so and so, Bishop so. No.
In a way, one you call Alabojuto just what you call it, Abolishab, not what you have a bishop, is what you call it.
They're not interested.
Oh, Nifesipo,
poverty of knowledge of the scripture.
I need more or Lord.
Is one sign of shallowness. Do you know your Bible? Do you read it every day? Do you meditate upon it? Do you gain something from that Bible every morning you carry?
It?
Is Is the Bible the best book you want to read?
Ṣé Bíbélì jẹ́ ìwé tó máa ń tẹ Ọlọ́run jù lọ láti
kà? The Bible with the same holy aggression with which you pray?
Ǹjẹ́ o máa ń ka Bíbélì pẹ̀lú irú ipa mímọ́ tó fi máa ń gbàdúrà?
If you don't do all that,
o ba ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀,
it's a sign of shallowness.
Àmì pé òjìnlẹ̀ ni.
Shallowness.
Òjìnlẹ̀.
Number two.
Ekeji.
Mark of shallowness.
Inú àwọn àmì òrèfé.
Inability to quote scriptures.
Àìlè sọ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run lẹ́nu.
They can't quote it.
Wọ́n lè sọ jáde.
Any Christian of any depth.
Kìrìsìtẹ́nì tó bá jinlẹ̀.
Will be able to quote scriptures.
Yóò lè sọ ọ̀rọ̀ Bíbélì jáde lẹ́nu.
If you have been born again for about 5 years.
Bó bá ti tó bí ọdún márùn-ún tó ti dàtún bí.
I expect you to be able to read loud and clear without making any mistake 52 memory verses.
Láì sí àní-àní èmi ń rò pé ó yẹ kó o lè kà ó kéré jù àkọ́sórí méjìléníàádọ́ta.
Reading it and telling us where it is written.
Kó kà á, kó o sọ ibi tó sì wà.
5 years of being born again.
Lẹ́yìn tó ti dàtún bí fún ọdún márùn.
But if I've been born again for 5 years.
Bó bá ti dàtún bí fún ọdún márùn.
You don't know, you can't quote any Bible.
Bó o sì lè ka àkọsórí kan jáde.
It is evidence that you are shallow.
Àpẹẹrẹ ni pé o jinlẹ̀.
Scripture memorization.
Kíkọ́ àkọsórí ìwé mímọ́.
Is part of growth.
Ó wà lára ìdàgbàsókè.
This is why I like what some Christian bookshops do these days.
Ìdí nìyẹn tí mo fi fẹ́ràn lára nǹkan táwọn ilé tó ń ta ìwé Kìrìsìtẹ́nì lóde òní máa ń ṣe.
They have something they call scripture tablets.
Wọ́n á ní àwọn nǹkan tó ń pè ní egbògi ìwé mímọ́.
They roll scriptures and put it inside a bottle.
Wọ́n á kọ ẹsẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run, wọ́n á sì fi sínú ògò.
So you pick one every morning.
Lóòrè òwúrọ̀ ó sì máa yọ ẹyọ kan.
And memorize it.
Ó ha sórí bí ẹni tó ń lògùn.
And memorize the whole bottle.
Nígbà tó bá fi kọ́ gbogbo ètò ń bẹ nínú ògò yẹn sórí.
You have learned about 25 memory verses.
Wàá ti kọ́ bí àkọ́sórí 25.
Drop that bottle, you pick another bottle.
Ó pàgò yẹn tí wàá sì tún gbé ògò mìíràn.
Jesus our master.
Jésù Kristì ọ̀gá wa.
Memorize and quote scripture.
Ó kọ́ àkọ́sórí ìwé mímọ́ a sì máa sọ jáde lẹ́nu.
The memory verses that you find some of the ministers and some of the people reading.
Àkọ́sórí tẹ máa ń rí lára àwọn òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run àbí àwọn ẹlòmíràn tó ń sọ jáde.
They planned in Sunday school when they were small small boys and small small girls.
Àwọn èyí tí wọ́n ti há sórí nígbà tí wọ́n wà nílé àkọ́bẹ̀rẹ̀ ní ilé ẹ̀kọ́ ọjọ́ ìsinmi ni.
They are not planning anything new now because they are too big to learn.
Ọ̀pọ̀ àkọ́sórí ohun titun báyìí nítorí wọ́n ti wá dàgbà jù yẹn lọ.
It's shallowness.
Ìwà òrèfé ni.
Shallow Christian living.
Ìgbé ayé Kìrìsìtẹ́nì òrèfé.
I used to learn it and it used to disappear from my head.
Ṣùgbọ́n mo máa ń kọ sórí ṣùgbọ́n ó ń sá lọ ni.
You need to lay your hands on your brain and talk to it.
O ní láti dáwọ́ lé ọpọlọ rẹ yẹn kó o sì bá sọ̀rọ̀ ni.
That brain should receive deliverance and be able to swallow scripture.
Ṣé kí ọpọlọ òun kó gba ìtúsílẹ̀ kó sì lè gbé ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run dání?
This is a very serious matter.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó le lọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
The devil himself quotes scriptures.
Èṣù ti kára rẹ̀ ó ń sọ ọ̀rọ̀ ìwé mímọ́ jáde lẹ́nu.
So if you have any depth at all.
Kó o bá wá jẹ́ kó o jinlẹ̀ rárá.
You'll be able to quote the word of God.
O lè sọ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run jáde lẹ́nu.
You'll be able to tell us this is what the Bible says.
O lè sọ pé ohun tí Bíbélì wí rè.
Three.
Ìkẹta.
The third mark of a shallow Christian.
Àmì ìkẹta tẹ́ ò fi mọ Kìrìsìtẹ́nì tó wà tó jẹ́ ẹni òrèfé.
Is low or lack of prayer stamina.
Òun ni kí okun nípa àdúrà rẹ̀ kó kéré àbí kó máa lo okun àdúrà kankan.
Low.
Kó kéré.
Or lack of prayer stamina.
Àbí kó máa lo okun nínú àdúrà.
That's one great cause of shallowness.
Òun ńlá kan tó ń fa
low prayer temperature.
Àìmóoru tó nínú àdúrà.
Anyone who has some depth with God.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá jinlẹ̀ díẹ̀ pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
Spends at least 1 hour every day in the presence of the Lord. At least 1 hour.
Ó kéré ju àòrírù rẹ̀ ni yóò máa lo bí wákàtí kan níwájú Olúwa.
Then when you really get to know God.
Tó bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí mọ Ọlọ́run tán.
The 1 hour will be too short.
Wákàtí kan yẹn á ti lọ kéré jù.
No prayer stamina.
Àìlókun nínú àbí àìníkìmí nínú àdúrà.
If you have a lover.
Mo bá ní olùfẹ́ kan.
You always like to talk to the person.
Ó fẹ́ láti máa bá a sọ̀rọ̀ ní
gbogbo ìgbà. Talk to the person always.
Ó fẹ́ láti máa bá a sọ̀rọ̀
ní gbogbo ìgbà. I'm never tired of talking to that person.
Ọ̀rọ̀ bíbára ẹni sọ ò ní sú ọ.
Same thing.
Bákan náà lórí.
Prayer is a love affair.
Adura oje ife laarin eni ti eni meji.
A human being and the Almighty God.
Eyi ni laarin omo eniyan ati Olorun
Ogun. If you find that you don't like long prayer.
Bo ba wa kiyesi pe iwo o feran adura to gun.
Or you get tired very quickly during prayers.
Abi laarin adura o tete ma nsu orun le o.
You remain shallow all your life unless you change.
Ngo po oje aye re lo fi je ni ore bi abi afi to ba yi pada.
Close your eyes,
beloved. Did you buy yara?
Listen your right hand to the envelopes.
Yes, you know what?
Say arrows of prayerlessness.
If I wear
your shoes, we shout it louder
than that.
Depart from my life. In the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and declare
it.
It is good for you to pray now.
O da ko gbadura bayi.
In Jesus name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Four.
Ikeri.
The fourth mark of shallowness.
Ami ikeri ta fi menti ojile.
Inability to lead or teach after being a Christian for 2 years.
Ohun ni aile sakoso tabi aile dari leyin igba ti wo ti kara re ti di Christian fun bi odun meji.
Inability to lead
aile dari
and teach others
tabi lati ko awon elomiran leko
after being a Christian for 2 years.
Leyin igba ti wo ti kara re ti di Christian fun bi odun meji.
Hebrews chapter 5
ewe Hebrew ori karun
verse 12
ese ikejila.
I'm not asking you this morning how many churches you have been to.
Oh, ba soro nipa iye ijo to ti lo.
That's not relevant now.
Iye o se pataki bayi.
You could have been in 10 churches, still remain shallow.
O se se ko ti lo bi ijo mewa sugbon ko yi je ni orefe.
Hebrews chapter 5.
Hebrew ori karun
verse 12.
Ese ikejila.
For when for the time ye ought to be teachers.
Itori nipa ti akoko to ti o ye ki e je oluko.
Ye have need that one teach you again. Which be the first principles of the oracles of God. And have become such as have need of milk. And not of strong meat. After being a believer for some time. You are expected to grow and be able to teach others. You are expected to be able to lead prayers, teach people in the Bible. If indeed you are a true disciple, you will have ability to disciple others. Shallowness is inability to lead or teach.
Are you like that?
Better cry to the Lord this morning.
Five.
Mark of shallowness.
Is a
lack of interest. In reading Christian books. Or listening to Christian tapes. Just not interested. An average Christian.
Ojulowo Christiani
who really wants to go deep in the Lord
to be jinle ninu Oluwa
should read nothing less than 5 Christian books in a year.
Laarin odun kan o kere ju o ye ko ma ka o bi iwe Christiani marun.
I mean if you could read newspapers, read just these magazines that are talking rubbish all the time.
Eyin pe bo ba le ka iwe iroyin to tun ka awon iwe iroyin kan to ma nso ko ton kan ton gbogbo gba.
Some will sit down and read the newspaper from page 1 to page 9. They will read everything there, sports, entertainment, marriages, obituaries, they read everything. Read a Christian book, problem.
Brother
and sister, look at me very well. If you can see
where I am.
Mention the name of one good Christian book you have read this year. If you have not, you have not even read a good one from the first page to the last page this year. a shallow Christian.
Christianity ti o jile ni o.
Shallow Christians rarely read Christian books.
Awon Christian o de fe agbara kaka no fi man ka iwe Christianity.
And there are some ladies too, they just buy a big Christian book, they just put it inside their handbag, but it's just for decoration. They don't read anything.
Awon obirin mi na won si wa iwe Christianity nla gbangba kan won ara, won ki sinu ifalowo won, sugbon kon fi digerewu ni won ki ka.
It's just to be able to hide when she wants to hide.
Kan le ma fi sa pamọ nigba kan ba fe foju pamọ ni.
A Christian book will take you deeper than you are.
Iwe Christianity yo mo jinle ju bo se wa lo.
It will take you higher in the Lord.
Yo mo ga si ninu Oluwa.
Unfortunately, the reading culture of Christians now is going down.
Bo se ni la nu pe lode oni ba won Christianity se nkawe si o tin lo le.
It's a tragedy of the Christian world.
Ajalu nla to subu te igbe aye Christianity ni.
That the best selling books.
Be awon iwe to nta julo.
Are books about prayer points.
But
books that talk about how to make heaven, how you can deepen your relationship with God, they hardly sell. If you put books on stand now and you say prayers to break the head of witches, and then you put another one beside. Holiness unto the Lord. By the time the book on witchcraft disappears from the stand, you hardly find somebody buying the holiness one.
Unless
he just wants to put it in his library. Who read it
though?
The books that will take us high in the Lord, many of us don't buy. It's good to buy prayer books. It's also good to buy books that will make you to make heaven. It's good to have a balance in these things.
Instead
of just being one-sided, this is a very sad situation. And we need to redress it. The mantle of fire is not interested in deceiving people. This place is a pillar of truth. Six. The sixth sign of shallowness.
I mean, Kefa, tell me more, Christianity.
Lack of desire to worship God. Lack of desire to worship God. It is a tragedy that these days many Christians are not interested in the praise worship section of the service. To some people, they say the service has not started. They are still doing praise worship. Whereas that's the most important part of the service. There are people who have no personal desire to worship God. Ask yourself, am I a worshiper? Do you sing alone in your room? Do you sing aloud on your bed? Or you only sing when you are in trouble? How many worship songs do you know? Do you miss press worship services?
Just
those small boys singing. Let them finish their own. When they begin to preach and pray, I will come. And so there are people who specifically design themselves to get to this service 9 a.m.
They've
missed the initial angels.
They've
missed the praise worship.
They've
just come to other sections of the service. It's a sign of shallowness. And when people begin to worship the Lord, is your spirit moved?
It
just remains stony as iron.
It's
the sign that you are not growing. You are very shallow.
If they
are praising your best friend,
if
God is your best friend,
and they are
praising
him,
you won't like to be absent there. You join them too.
That
is my friend now. Oh, they are praising my friend. And you'll be happy. But there are people, they are in praise worship. They squeeze up their
fists.
They hardly clap. Hardly dancing.
Agidinovinjo.
So let them finish all this work.
And they are just going
to pray about my problem.
We are not going to pray.
Shallowness.
Agileni.
Seven.
Ikeje.
Mark of shallowness in the life of Christians.
Ina wa meet having more Christianity ojile.
Ceremonial attendance to church.
Oni we wasi si. We washa.
Ceremony, you're just ceremony.
Okay, washa.
Sunday medicine.
We want your joy, Simini.
Don't participate in any other thing.
Oh, they call Panino come, you know.
The way the church runs is not your business.
We want to end daddy job, okay.
Always late to services.
Washa, my better go crazy.
And when you arrive there, you're just chatting away with your friends.
What you know, what you don't know,
you just chat it away.
It's a sign
that you are shallow.
I'm a new refin. You're
very, very shallow.
Eight
signs of shallowness.
And
this is very serious. It is lack of quiet time. Or lame quiet time. Lack of it. Or lame quiet time. What is a quiet time? A quiet time is the time you set aside in the morning to meet with God before you start meeting with people. What is a quiet time? Is that time you set aside to pray, to read the Bible, meditate, commit your ways into the hands of
God?
During your quiet time, you develop the most important relationship in life. During your quiet time, you draw near to God and God draws near to you. During your quiet time, you are able to read the most important book in the world, which is the Bible. During your quiet time, you have an opportunity to listen to God. During your quiet time, you have an opportunity to grow in grace and in the knowledge of God. During your quiet time, you have an opportunity to increase in knowledge. During your quiet time, an opportunity to listen and to experience, to listen to God and experience the presence of God. If you are missing quiet times, you are a shallow Christian. If you are going through it in a terrible hurry to rush out, you can't grow. You are a shallow Christian. If you ignore your quiet time, you
are
a shallow Christian. If you do not do and it's quiet time that is adequate to meet your own spiritual needs,
you're
a shallow Christian. The devil is an highly riser. And if you rise early, you're not going to your quiet time to confront him for the day, he will take charge of the day against you. It's a very sad development. Very sad development. People of other religions, they wake up before the Christians. And they begin to pour enchantment into the heavens. While we are snoring badly. Then when we wake up, we wonder why they have taken charge of the day. Now,
Because
mark of shallowness.
You know what I mean? Christianity or faith?
Lack of divine encounter.
I need Baba de pelu Olorun.
Have you really met the Lord?
Se lo ti to lo ti ba Oluwa pade?
Can you point an instant in your life?
Nje o le toka si isele kan laye re?
When you can say I met God.
To le wi pe mo ba Olorun pade.
I knew when it happened to me.
Ebi mo igba to sele si mi o.
And if you ask me to describe it, I will describe it.
Mo ba si ni ki salaye bo se ri won ju ere fun o.
Many church goers are just second hand people.
Opolopo Christiani awon eyan towo dowo ni won.
When you are getting married,
you
want to be with your fiancé, with your wife to be always.
You
will not be satisfied with somebody just telling you about her. This is the way it is with the Lord. It is one thing to have somebody telling you about the Lord. It's another thing for you to have a personal encounter. Majority of those who call themselves Christians never had an encounter with the Lord.
But
for you to have an effective power in your life, you must have a divine encounter. Christianity is not rituals.
Christianity is not
books, services, ceremonies, baptism, and all kinds of other things. But a personal relationship with the Almighty through the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. The second hand people, when you are getting married, you want to be with your fiancé, with your wife to be always. You will not be satisfied with somebody just telling you about her. This is the way it is with the Lord. It is one thing to have somebody telling you about the Lord. It's another thing for you to have a personal encounter. Majority of those who call themselves Christians never had an encounter with the Lord. But for you to have an effective power in your life, you must have a divine encounter. Christianity is not rituals.
Christianity is not
books, services, ceremonies, baptism, and all kinds of other things. But a personal relationship with the Almighty through the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. The sons of Sceva in the Bible, they only had a shallow knowledge of Jesus. They went to confront a demonic person. The demons knew more than them. The demons challenged them and overpowered them. The power impotence of the church today,
I like
it's due to the fact that we have very few people with encounters.
For the
name of Jesus to exert the power it must exert through our lips and through our lives, we must have a first hand encounter with the Lord yourself. If you've never had a divine encounter, you should cry to the heavens.
For
my Father, visit me. I need that visitation. When heavens visit your life, then you understand the song of that hymn writer. Heaven came down.
And
glory faced me. So it's a wonderful day. When the heavens came down, it's a day you remember. That's the night mark of shallowness. Many people backslide because they never really met the great I am. When you come across the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Why do you want to backslide it?
Kini di to fi pe ida ibo lo fe pa yin pe ida lo.
You need an encounter with him. As many people as I hear this morning, and they don't have that encounter, they should cry to the Lord for a divine encounter. This is why we are going to militarize MFM now.
We're
going to militarize this church so that everyone who would be a true member of Mountain of Fire and Miracles
Ministry
will be trained to the level. Anywhere he or she stands, it's like a mini pastor standing there. Very soon now, we're going to start membership classes. And we'll be giving certificates to those who pass through our membership classes. We're going to train our members 2 months minimum. And if we do that, if we train people 1 hour after Sunday service, by the time they learn it for 2 months, they will have become a mini pastor.
Then
you get the certificate. It is with that certificate you can join any group. Without that one, we don't count you as a member. We have not trained you to become a soldier. Or you refuse to be trained. It is time for us to know those who want to belong to the army of the Lord and those who are just coming to join the multitude. Very soon, I will say, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Some are already at Unike bus stop. They are not interested in any group meetings. They don't want to grow. They are not interested. They are shallow Christians filling the seats. And we don't want such membership. We want members who can stay anywhere and advertise Jesus. Wherever they are, whether there is a pastor there or no pastor, they should be immediate pastors where they are. Even if they go abroad, they go to all kinds of places. Wherever they are, they become pastors. I know a member of Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry here. Remember from here, one way or the other, he found himself amongst American soldiers in Iraq. Very quickly he became the prayer leader. Very quickly they made him an emergency pastor. Those are our true representatives. Now those who are still coming here, he said the Lord wants to use you. I want to join. This idea that women should not be wearing trousers, I want to wear my trousers. I'm not convinced. I need somebody to convince me. You don't want such members. Want those who can stand for Jesus and who cannot be bothered about the opinion of men about their lives. These are serious matters. So beginning from next week now, those who have just joined us recently, you have spent less than 1 year here, everybody membership class,
I will
train you and teach you there. When you finish, we'll give you a certificate. And if you say you have been here long too, and we're here that you are still talking rubbish and nonsense, you don't know your Bible,
we'll
send you back to the membership class to go and learn what you really should know. This place is going to be militarized. So where you are, you become a champion. What is the last sign? Last mark of a shallow Christian is deafness to God. Deafness.
duty to God.
Si Olorun.
That is, you can't hear God.
Eni pe o le gbo Olorun.
When you begin to hear from God,
nigba to ba bere ti gbo ohun ti Olorun so,
progress begins.
Itesiwaju abere
in your spiritual life.
Inu gbe aye mi re.
When you begin to hear from God,
nigba to ba bere ti gbo ohun Olorun,
you begin to grow.
O bere ti dagba.
Every Christian should hear the voice of God clearly. If you do not hear from God, your spiritual growth will be stunted. Hearing from God is not something for spiritual growth alone. It helps you to run your life and escape from danger and from all kinds of
troubles.
Hearing from God is not for pastors alone, for spiritual giants. It is for all of us. The good news of the New Testament is this: Jesus the same yesterday,
Jesus okan lana,
today
okan loni,
and forever
okan na ni titi lai.
Are you deaf to God? God does not speak to you. Then you need
onilo
to arise and do something about it. Why does God not want to talk to many of us? Why does God not want to talk to many of us? It's because of one thing. Sin. Finish. Sin. It was because of sin. They arrest Jesus as a criminal.
They want to move Jesus Christ to be a daron
with sticks, with clubs,
atukumo,
and with lanterns.
Ati fitila.
It was because of sin. They arrested him and tied him up.
They want to move. What did they?
It was because of sin. They stripped him naked.
They want to see.
It was because of sin. They mocked him.
They want to pegore.
It was because of sin. They spat on his face.
They want to tutosi lara.
It was because of sin. They slapped his face.
They want to lu.
It was because of sin. They plucked out his beard from the roots.
They want to fire him gone there too.
It was because of sin. They wounded his head.
They want to.
It was because of sin they condemned him to a very cruel death.
It
was because of sin they drove spikes through his precious hands and feet.
It
was because of sin they pierced his side. It was because of sin that when Jesus was on the cross, the angels ran away and God the Father rejected him. It How can anyone call himself a lover of Christ and you are knowingly committing sin? Multitudes of believers today just continue to cling to their lust, to their abyss, to their grudges, to their bitterness, and they hope that they will make
heaven.
They raise their hands in praise worship and they cry to God to deliver them. But they cling to their sin. Sin has entangled itself around their hearts like serpents. Sin already has complete control of their lives. But the longer we indulge in besetting sin, the stronger the hold becomes. All this secret sin that we don't confess and forsake, they have decaying power. They cause destruction in every area of our lives. That secret sin is like cancer that spreads throughout our entire being, defiling everything we stand for in our thoughts and actions. Sin never dies of itself. If you don't uproot it,
and destroy it. It will take over your life. You
could
call yourself all kinds of names.
Sin
has already taken over. And if sin is allowed to stay for too long, you then become sermon proof. Meaning that you no longer respond to Holy Ghost conviction.
Every time
they are telling you this is your sin, this is your sin. You get very defensive. Whenever you are confronted with your lust and with your sin, you get very defensive. God's promise to break every bondage and set the captive free is only for those who are sick of their sins. If you go back to your old sin, all the old problems will come back. Do you know there are men who come to this church who are married but who have girlfriends? Do you know? Do you know that there have been cases here when a strange woman followed a man to our program and the correct wife too was here and the correct wife went and fought them at the car park? Do you know that one day Pamela Singh as the correct wife chased out a strange man from the car of her husband? And took over the car. And this man come and begin to sing, do something new in my life. Something new. Not knowing that the shallow, useless, dumb, deaf, and as far as the peace of the kingdom are concerned, they are strangers to the covenant. The Holy Ghost cannot release His power in anyone. Don't see your sin as a serious matter. No power will come into you. And you will be deceiving yourself, beloved. If you think the Holy Spirit will just release you from the grip of sin without your cooperation, you need to cry to the Lord. Oh Lord, if there is any sin in me, deal with it. I don't want to be a castaway. You need to sit yourself down and ask yourself questions. Why do I continue my sin? Why does this evil bondage still hold me? Why am I not free? Many Christians are living in sin. You say, but you, why? So many Christians living in sin. The answer is this. They don't fear God. They don't fear God. Without the fear of God, men cannot experience lasting deliverance from sin. The fear of God includes the full understanding, danger, and consequences of sin. If you continue in sin, you stand the danger of hardening your heart. Then you face the wrath of God. God will not talk to you. He considers you a stranger. You lose your usefulness in the kingdom of God. If you continue in sin. But if you say, well, I need to go to the workshop of the Almighty. I need for God to correct my life today. I need for God to deliver me from every bondage that has held me. Then you have to cry to the Lord today, so that the shallowness of your life will be taken away. And the Lord will bring you into His workshop. With your fullest cooperation. And work on your life. If you listen to this man's message,
and
you don't take an action, at least my neck is, my head is clean, my blood, nobody's blood is on my neck. Because we have told you the truth of what God requires. And how his son has passed through a lot of stress to set you free. When a man begins to walk the way God wants you to walk, things begin to work well for him. Do you know that the greatest problem we have in the church today is religious sinners? Men who are amongst us who have sinned even in their sin. Men who have lost their first love. Men have become experts at organizing convention, conferences, symposium, panel discussion, all kinds of things.
But
they really do not know the Lord. Lord is calling for repentance. And for you to take some solid action to clear away shallowness from your life and become the kind of Christian God wants you to be. It is possible to sing about Jesus if you don't know Jesus. It's possible to preach about Jesus or you don't really know him. You may give word of knowledge, word of wisdom, you can do all kinds of signs and wonders without knowing God. You may profess and work signs and wonders, but what a tragedy it will be if he says, look here, look at me, I never knew you. Rise up
on
your feet, beloved, and all eyes closed. Bow down your heads now.
Terry Banisi,
talk to the Lord yourself. And if you are here this morning, and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus. Wherever you are, why all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand to the Lord. And say this after
him.
Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you this morning. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You said that short prayer with me. Immediately we close. Find a way to the altar so that we can help you more. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of Jesus. And if you are in this service today, you have problems in your life, you are just coming, you can meet our banner of love ministers by the information center. Who will be able to help you? Everyone here, bow down your heads, please. And begin to confess every sin of shallowness to the Lord that I'm sorry. I'm not as deep as you want me to be. Shallowness has entered into my spirit. Quiet time has become a big job. Personal prayer is very tough. Lord, forgive me. For spending most of my time crying and thinking about my problems instead of seeking to be close to you. Lord, forgive me for not seeking a closer walk with you. Talk to the Lord yourself. God would have taken so many people so far.
Olorun o ba ti mu eniyan pupo jina.
If not for the shallowness in their lives.
So ba si bi aye won ti je igbe aye
God does not use shallow people.
Olorun ki lo awon eniyan ti ko jinle.
He's not interested in Christians who are not deep.
Olorun ko ni fe si awon Christians ti o jinle.
What is the use?
Kini iwulo?
In praying fire prayers when you are far from the covenant of heaven.
Beke eniyan ma gbadura ina nigba to ni to won jina rere si ma je mu orun.
Talk to the Lord.
Tell
him you are sorry. And begin to promise before him that you will begin to make a change as from today. You have been rushing out in the morning without prayers. You sleep at night without prayers. It's a sign of shallowness. Any small thing you get offended. Sign of shallowness. Say this after me now. My father,
Baba me,
deliver me today. From besetting sins.
Lower the Torah, that is the money.
Can you say that, beloved? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to talk to the Lord. Tell him to deliver you. From besetting sin. Sin that grows to people quite easily.
Don't let many of you.
We still have some very serious prayers to pray before we go home.
I now do that only that is back at home.
In the dark room of my heart.
Ninu yara ye walk with me.
Come out now. In the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and speak to the strangers. Every destructive habit, chasing heaven away from my heart. Can you say that loud and clear? Clear away in the name of Jesus. Every ladder of darkness, can you say that loud and clear? Giving the enemy access to my life, clear away in the name of Jesus. Say this again loud and clear. As many people as want a visitation of God, you may remove your arm from your chest now. My Father,
Baba mi,
visit me.
Bemi wo.
Can you say that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, two more prayers. Anything planted in my life to take me to hellfire, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything at all, we are put up by fire. Masikayabo Shenteraba Santayabo.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Have your seat now.
E joko bayi.
And keep your eyes closed.
Yes, did you?
Very quietly now.
Ni kele kele nisisiyin.
Begin a act to have talk with the Lord Jesus.
E bere si ba Jesu Kristi soro.
Say, Lord.
Kele kele Oluwa.
Let me walk closer to you.
Je ki n le ba orin.
Let me draw near.
Je ki n sumo.
To you. Begin to talk to the Lord.
Bere si ni ba Oluwa soro.
Jesus is my prayer. Take and let me walk with thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Just a closer walk with me. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Day, let me walk with thee. Just a pause. So walk with thee. I am weak, but thou art strong. Be my Jesus, help me.
Before you this day.
Oluwa to yin wa loni yi.
Visit us.
Ebe wa wo.
Speak to our hearts.
E ba okun wa soro.
Make our journey with you.
E mu ki irin ajo wa pelu yin.
A daily experience of the miraculous.
O je iriri ise yanu lojojumo.
Open our understanding.
E la wa loye.
Lay your hands upon us.
E da owo yin le wa.
Make us a better candidate for heaven.
E se wa ni